The counting of the special votes has resulted in the National Party having two fewer seats. Te Pāti Māori has gained two more seats, and the Green Party has gained one more seat. The number of seats in Parliament as a result of this will be 122. National has 48 seats compared with 50 on election night. Te Pāti Māori has 6 seats compared with 4 on election night. The Green Party has 15 seats compared with 14 on election night. There are no changes for the Labour Party, which has 34 seats, ACT New Zealand, which has 11 seats, and New Zealand First Party, which has 8 seats. There is an overhang of 2 seats because Te Pāti Māori won more electorate seats than it otherwise would have from its share of the party vote. One more seat will be added to Parliament after the Port Waikato by-election, resulting in a total of 123 seats. Four electorate results have changed since election night. Labour candidate Rachel Boyack has won Nelson with a majority of 29 votes. Labour candidate Phil Twyford has won Te Atatū with a majority of 131 votes. Te Pāti Māori candidate Takutai Tash Kemp has won Tāmaki Makaurau with a majority of 4 votes. Te Pāti Māori candidate Maria Meno Kapa King has won Te Tai Tokoro with a majority of 517 votes. All other electorate candidates leading on election night have been confirmed as winning their seats. Enrolment. We saw 94.7% of eligible voters enrolled. That's the highest since 2008. There were increases in enrolment for younger people and for Māori. 82.9% of 18 to 29-year-olds were enrolled, up from 80.7% in 2020. The number of Māori enrolled to vote grew by more than 31,500 on 2020. More than 2.88 million people voted. The turnout was 78.2%. The turnout in the Māori electorates was 68%. The number of special votes increased to 603,257, which is 20.9% of the vote, up from 17% in 2020 and 2017. Next steps. So these official results will be declared by Gazette notice today. Any applications for a judicial recount must be filed with the District Court by Wednesday, 8 November. If there are no applications for recounts, the writ will be returned on Thursday, 9 November, and the electorate and list members will be declared. We will release more details on election statistics by 27 November, including the votes taken in voting places. We also need to hold a by-election in Port Waikato following the unfortunate passing away of a candidate during the general election period. The party votes in Port Waikato have gone into this account for the general election, but we need to hold a by-election so voters of Port Waikato can elect a candidate to represent them in Parliament. So the by-election will be held on 25 November and the official results declared on 6 December. I want to talk a bit about participation in this year's election. We've seen high levels of participation. The turnout was down slightly on the past two elections, but it was still strong. 3.69 million people were enrolled. More than 2.88 million people came out to vote. 3 in 5 people voted in advance. We had a busy election day. We did have queues in the most popular voting places on election day, and I want to thank those voters for their patience who were there at those busiest times. We do expect to have some queues at peak times on election day, and we're going to look at what we could have done to shorten those queues. We also need to look at the change in voting patterns. We've seen a high number of special votes. Between when voting started on the 2nd of October through to Election Day, we saw 455,000 people enrol or update their enrolment details, including 110,000 of those were on Election Day. So we need to keep adapting how we deliver elections to these changes. What I also want to do is acknowledge and thank the more than 20,000 people from across New Zealand who worked for us to deliver this election. While they were paid, they did this to provide a service to their community, and I think we really need to acknowledge that because they've worked really hard to deliver this election. So I want to thank them. Make it easier to enrol up until the election day gives people more opportunity to vote. But it does mean we need to do more work on the back end to process those enrolments, validate all those special votes, and count everything with integrity. We'll be reviewing all aspects of this election delivery in our report to Parliament. I want to say a little bit about the official results process. We've had a lot of questions about that. There's a lot involved. It's not just the count of votes. We begin by processing all those enrolments and all those updates from before and on election day. We then have to consolidate every electoral roll from every voting place into one roll per electorate. And we do that to check if anyone has voted twice. And then we have to investigate those. And if we can't reconcile those, they're taken out of the count. Then all the advance and election day votes are counted again for a second time. Then we return all the special votes to their home electorates and bring all the votes cast overseas on paper back to New Zealand to be counted. Then we have to go through all of those special votes and validate them to make sure they can be included in the count. This is critical to the integrity of the final result. Only then can we count all of those special votes. The actual count itself only takes a couple of days per electorate. We did all of that processing, not consecutively, but alongside each other to make it go as quickly as we possibly could. Nevertheless, we'll be looking at how that process can be sped up, including how we might be able to report progress on that as we go through the process.